Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today, we're looking at an article called The Unified Inbox, Managing Every Customer Conversation from One Place by Brett Allegory-Wood.
And this one is very practical. Most business owners I talk to are drowning in messages spread across 5 or 6 different tools. Email here, SMS there, social DMs somewhere else. This article tackles that head on.
Right. Brett's argument starts simply. Every customer touchpoint matters. A missed message can be a missed sale. A delayed reply damages trust. And when your conversations are scattered across silo tools, you create friction for your own team. The fix is a single unified inbox that becomes the source of truth for your AI, your customers, sales, and marketing.
Let's unpack source of truth, because that phrase is doing a lot of work. What does it actually mean day to day?
It means one place where every conversation lives. Email, SMS, social DMs, web chat, phone calls, even notes from in-person visits. All of it feeds into one searchable timeline linked to the customer record, the sales opportunity, and any automations running in the background.
So a sales rep picking up a lead can see the entire history, not just the last email, but the web chat from 2 weeks ago, the appointment booking call, all of it.
Exactly. And that matters especially when AI is involved. If your voice and conversation bots are drawing on the same up-to-date contact history as your human agents, you avoid contradictory replies. The AI doesn't tell a customer one thing while a human tells them something different.
That's a real problem I've seen. Someone gets a quote from the chatbot, then rings up, and the person on the phone has no idea what was discussed. It erodes trust very quickly.
The article gives a concrete example. A voice bot answers a call, collects basic info, schedules an appointment. The call transcript, the bot notes, and the appointment all appear in the contact timeline. A week later, marketing sends a personalized promotion. The customer replies via SMS with a question about their appointment. That SMS thread, the marketing send, the appointment, the original call, all visible in one place.
And when a sales rep follows up, they can see all of that and adjust their approach accordingly.
Which is where the sales impact becomes concrete. Consistent follow-up, context-rich outreach, the article points to higher conversion rates from exactly that. And on the reputation side, a bot automatically requests reviews after a job and flags negative feedback for immediate human attention.
The database reactivation piece caught my attention too. Dormant customers.
Yes. Automated workflows reach out to segments that haven't engaged for a while with tailored offers or check-ins. And critically, the responses and the reactivation outcomes are captured back in the inbox, linked to the customer record, so you can actually measure the ROI rather than guessing.
Okay, so what's stopping most businesses from doing this already? I'm guessing cost and complexity are the usual objections.
Brett addresses both. On cost, rather than paying separately for telephony, chat, marketing, and a CRM, you access everything from one platform. That lowers the total cost of ownership. And on complexity, he says the platform can be installed and configured in weeks, not months.
That weeks, not months claim is meaningful if it holds. Most IT projects in small businesses do the opposite. They drag, someone leaves, and then nobody knows how it works.
The article gives a specific 5-step process. Audit your current channels, connect messaging, phone numbers, and email, import existing contacts, deploy pre-built bot templates, train the team. And it's designed for non-technical admins, no outside consultants required.
And for franchises specifically, the visibility question is always a sticking point. Corporate wants to see everything, but location teams need to operate on their own.
Covered directly, the unified inbox centralizes brand communications while still letting location-level teams operate independently. A corporate agent can view every location's conversations, spot common issues, and push targeted automations out to address them. Data partitioning keeps locations separate while preserving corporate visibility. Role-based access controls, data retention policies, it's built for that kind of governance.
So it genuinely augments the team's capacity without needing to grow headcount.
That's the point. One platform, consistent data, AI and humans working from the same picture.
So what's the one thing someone listening should actually do this week?
Map your highest volume channels and your most common customer journeys. Booking, support requests, sales inquiries. Just write it down. That's your starting point for knowing what to connect first.
For me, it's this. If your team is copying information between tabs to answer a single customer question, that's a cost you're carrying every single day. Worth working out what it actually adds up to.
The full article is at anabu.ai. And if you want this working in your own business, there's a free AI audit you can book there. Brett and the team will work through it with you.
Worth a look.